A simple PWM pulse width modulation generator built on an ATtiny 24/44/84 microcontroller, supplied with stabilized voltage VCC equals 2.7 to 5.5 volt, 2.4 to 5.5 volt if using the A version of the microcontroller. Its output produces a rectangular signal with a selected fixed frequency of 1.25 tem 80 kHz and a filling adjustable in the range 0 to 100% in 1% steps. The parameters of the output signal are presented on a monochrome OLED display, SSD1306 controller, I2C bus, with a resolution of 128 by 32, 128 by 64 pixels, and address 78, 3C, 7A, 3D. I wrote the control program in assembler, and it is identical for each of the microcontrollers mentioned. I recently wrote my own routines in assembler to handle the I2C bus and the OLED display. I was looking for a way to use them in some practical device, and so the idea of making this generator came about. I used an ATtiny 44 microcontroller in an SO14 enclosure, because I happen to have a lot of them from disassembly. It is the second version of the simple PWM generator I made a few years ago. When switched on, a rectangular signal with a frequency of 10 kHz. A filling of 50% and a level dependent on the value of the supply voltage, VCC, is obtained at the generator output, connector CON 2, figure 1. If jumper J1 flip is short-circuited on during power-up, the displayed image will be rotated 180 degrees, figure 2. If the OLED display is not detected after power-up, the generator will operate normally without it. A 128 by 64 display is treated as 128 by 32. So the image displayed on it has one-line horizontal gaps. Every second horizontal line is blank, causing the image to be stretched vertically. To reduce/increase the signal fill by 1%, press the S1 duty minus, S2 duty plus button microstick briefly, less than 250 milliseconds. Pressing and holding down the S1 S2 button for a longer period of time will continuously decrease/increase the fill value at a rate of approximately 4% per second until the limit value is reached, i.e., 0% to 100% respectively. A fill setting of 0% to 100% will force a continuous low-high logic state, ground VCC, at the generator output. To change the frequency of the signal, briefly, less than 1 second, press both buttons S1 and S2 simultaneously. The frequency will then change to the next value in the sequence, 10, 80, 1.25 kHz, and so on, over and over again. Pressing and holding the S1 and S2 buttons at the same time for a long time will continuously change the frequency value at a rate of approximately 1 time per second, until the buttons are released. After each frequency change, the initial signal fill value is always 50%, regardless of the previous setting. The quartz resonator X1 clocks the microcontroller so that the output signal is fairly accurate/stable in frequency, and the time waveforms of the OSCL/OSDA signals are precise, symmetrical, with respect to each other. It is also possible to clock the microcontroller with its internal RC oscillator, with a nominal frequency of 8 MHz. The advantage of this solution is that it is then not necessary to mount a resonator X1 and capacitors C3, C4. But a major disadvantage is the very inaccurate/unstable frequency of the output signal and the degraded quality of the time waveforms of the OSCL/OSDA signals. Capacitors C1 and C2 filter the supply voltage. Resistor R2 limits the current drawn directly from the microcontroller's PA7 pin, preventing it from being damaged if the CON2 output is shorted. When programming, remember to set the fuse lock bits appropriately. 1. When the microcontroller will be clocked with the X1 quartz resonator, FL, fuse low, FF, FH, fuse high, DF, FE, fuse extended, FF, LB lock bits, FF. 2. when the microcontroller is clocked by the internal RC oscillator, FL, fuse low, E2, FH, fuse high, DF, FE, fuse extended, FF, LB lock bits, FF. The generator can be supplied with DC voltage VCC, 2.4 times 5 volt, from a power supply or from battery/batteries, for example, 1-18650 type cell. It is not protected in any way against reverse connection of the supply voltage, VCC. Mistaking the polarity of this voltage will damage the microcontroller. Current cons.